We read the first 12 verses of Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty, your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. This is the word of the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I tell you, every time we switch the television on, turn the radio on, watch the news, or browse the internet, there's bad news, isn't there? We have to face it. We're reading about the crumbling economy, aren't we? Every day. And there seems to be no end to the negative news. That's right, isn't it? There's so much of it. And in such times, the people of God should be crying out to the Lord. And although the Lord is not the creator of this current economic mess, he will want to be using such circumstances to draw people to himself. See, God has a noble purpose in all these things. Now, it is a sad fact that many Christians, many so-called believers, have ignored the warnings of the Lord in his word concerning the times that we are living in. And they're still ignoring. It's the ostrich mentality. And everything is going to be fine, and there's going to be a massive turning to the Lord, and many are putting their trust in the dollar, in the pound, or in some kind of thing that will just transform the situation so that we will have peace on earth, economic success, and everybody will have jobs, and Christ will be reigning. That day is coming. That day is coming, but not yet. The Bible warns us that we're going to have some tough times to face. Really tough times. No wonder Jesus says to you and to me, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. It is through tribulation, through hardship, that you enter the kingdom. Remember, he said, be of good cheer, don't lose hearts. I believe these are days, young people, these are days when we should be seeking the Lord, seeking the face of the Lord. Because the truth of the matter is that the pound, the dollar, has been the God in many of our lives.
The pound has been our God in many of the lives of Christians in the West. But I believe the Lord is wanting to visit his people. I really do. I believe the Lord is wanting to visit his people. And as we heard earlier, that the people of God may fix their eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith, and not on the pound, not on the stock markets, not on their shares, not on the material. We can't ignore it, of course, but where are we fixing our eyes? We're all, every one of us, youngest to the oldest, we're facing a battle of some kind or the other. We're all facing a battle, but not all of us are winning. Not all of us are overcoming. Winners, overcomers, have one thing in common. They have a faith in God that refuses to quit. They have a faith in the Lord and his word and his promises that refuse to quit. They are the overcomers. They are the winners. That's why it says, trust in the Lord. In the Lord with all your heart. I love the songs, the hymns we could sing this morning. They're so expressive of the Christian's hope and trust and where our hope should be. If our desire is the Lord, young people, he will do that which is necessary in our lives that we can honour him and lead others to Jesus, because they will see Christ at work in our life. Whatever our difficulties may be at school or at home or in the college, whatever the pressures may come upon us, even from our friends, they will see there is an inner strength, a determination that we are putting Jesus first, knowing that those who honour him, he will honour. He will not let down. The Lord will not give up on his people, young and old, in these times. We must, as we face 2009, I'm so glad that the future is hidden from me. I don't know what's going to happen this year. We have the prophetic scriptures, so we can generally see that we're going to, as in the economy, we're going to have the one word religion, the one word economy coming increasing upon us, and these crises, the catastrophes are happening, are all, as it were, giving it an impetus. These things are being used to bring, so that one day soon there will be the mark of the beast. All this is coming. But I know that I can trust the Lord because he holds the future in his hands. He holds the future in his hands. He hasn't abandoned control to the enemy. And praise God, he hasn't abandoned control to Gordon Brown. Or anybody else. Hallelujah. But what he has done is in the people of God, in his people, in the church, he has invested his power so that his kingdom, the Lord's kingdom, can be demonstrated, which is its opposite to the kingdom of this world. This is why the Bible assures young people, when you're at school, when you're at college, yes, you're living on this world, you're closed, enclosed like everybody else. You think, you sing, you dance, you sleep, you wake. But you belong to Jesus. You're set apart. You're consecrated. One of the text messages which came through to me this week was, Jim, have a blessed and holy year. A year set apart to the Lord. A year where you can make a difference. Make a difference in your environment, at school, at college. You might get ribbed. You might have mockery. But hey, I know one day I will stand before Jesus. I don't want to let him down now. When I have let him down, I ask him to forgive me. I ask him to cleanse me. And I ask him that I may learn from my mistakes, that I may be filled with his Holy Spirit, so that I can be triumphant for Jesus and withstand the pressure, because one day I will see Jesus. One day I'm going to reign with him forever. And I want my mates to come with me. They may be rebellious at the moment, but I'm praying and I'm witnessing that God will open their hearts to behold Jesus, the friend of sinners, but who is also coming as judge. This is our hope. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts. Lean not on your own understanding. That's why we pray. That's why we read the word. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I'm acknowledging you, Lord, in my schoolwork, in my homework, in my play, in my rest, in my work, in my leisure, in my family. And he shall direct your paths. Hallelujah. This is not a time, friends, to give in to fear and despair. And I'm in no way trivialising the agony that even many families are going through economically. I'm not trivialising that. But it is no time to give in to despair and fear. We as Christians, if our trust is in the Lord, we are not a people without hope. Hallelujah. That is not to brag or boast or even sound aloof and perhaps delusional in an escapist mode. No. But in all humility, we place our trust in the Lord. And we have faith in the Lord that he will provide and care for his people. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Young people, that can be your testimony. I sought the Lord, he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord says, my love, my perfect love, drives out your fears, casts out your fears. We're not going to have a free pass in this life. You reach a certain age, you get a free pass on the bus, but you won't get a free pass through life's trials and tribulations. We may have to endure pain. We may have to endure and will endure hardship and tribulations for Christ Jesus. But we fix our eyes on him who has set us an example to follow. Unfortunately, it's something that the church in the West has ignored and held in low esteem for a long time. The Lord will provide for his people. Brother, sister, young people, the Lord cares about our daily needs. He will provide what we need. And yes, as we've already heard, the Lord is interested in our needs and not our wants.
Can I just, as we conclude, remind you of one or two of the things we've been sharing in the sermons in recent weeks? We need to watch our attitudes. Remember Caleb and Joshua and the other 10. And I challenge you to name, young people, name the 10 spies who went into Canaan and returned. Don't tell me Joshua and Caleb, I've already told you their names. Give me the other 10. They're in the Bible. Come on. Who are the 10 spies? Don't lecture, check, look it up. You're an elder, you should know. The point is, you cannot remember them. They're forgotten, really. They went in, saw the giants, they were intimidated. They were overawed. It's like as, but Caleb and Joshua had a different attitude. They saw the same giants, but they saw a land of opportunity. They saw them as challenges to overcome. It's like David and Goliath. The Israelites saw the same giant. They just saw him as a big man who could kill. A huge man. David saw the same giant and saw that he was too big to miss. Attitudes, friends. We overcome by God's strength. Friends, please, this is serious times. You and I do need to walk with the Lord. We do need to put our trust in the Lord. We're not to lean on our own understanding. If the rest of the church, as it were, is going into apostasy, that doesn't mean saying you and I have to. We need to look unto Jesus. We need to have that right attitude and believe that however challenging the situation may come in your life, in your family, in the church, our God is in control. Hallelujah. He will provide for his people. The Lord cares about our needs. He will provide what we need. Hallelujah. He is able. The time for Laodicean Christianity is over. The time for Laodicean Christianity has to be finished with, past, or else we will be spewed out of his mouth. It is time to be serious with Jesus. It is time to be serious about the lost. May God help us. We overcome by God's strength. I heard about a boy who had lost one of his arms. In fact, he'd lost his right arm in an accident, okay? And when the doctor asked him about his handicap, the boy responded to the doctor, "I have no handicap, I just lost my right arm." The doctor, this is a true story, the doctor discovered later that that boy was one of the leading scorers in his school's basketball team. Listen, it's not what you and I have lost, but what we do with what's left that counts. And may God help us to seize this day and see it as a day of opportunity. See it as a day of opportunity, but we have to do it in the strength that the Lord gives us. Friends, did you know that there are angels watching over you?
I believe that. That's what the scripture says. There's a lovely scripture that says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. He has got his eyes that are looking and watching over us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. That's God's promise. Read it in Psalm 91. He will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all his ways. The other thing we mentioned the other week about Elisha and his servant. One morning, Elisha and his servant awakened to find themselves surrounded by enemies, did they not? And the servant boy, the young man, panicked. He went into a panic overdrive and said, what shall we do? He just saw the enemy and he was surrounded. Elijah was surrounded by the enemy. Immediately, Elisha prayed. What did he pray? He said, open the lad's eyes that he might see. The Lord heard that prayer. He opened the eyes of the lad. His eyes were opened. He looked up to the hills. He looked at the surrounding mountains. And he saw them full of horses and chariots. Horses and chariots of fire that were now surrounding them. Hallelujah. Child of God, believer, young person, the Lord's angels are not just observing you, they are surrounding you. They are surrounding you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. May the Lord give us his hope, his confidence, not in our own strength, not in our own ability, but in the promises of God, that we may walk with him, that we may not please, Lord, any one of us who has got a carnal heart, a heart that has not been surrendered to Jesus and his at the cross. May we now repent of that and ask him to remove that hard heart, that heart of stone. Give us a heart of flesh, a heart that wants to love and serve him, that wants to move with where he is moving and to make a difference in this, our town, in our community, that we rid ourselves of any complacency and compromise, that we love sound doctrine, good teaching, and that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. That we will only look back and thank God where we have come from, but look forward to what the Lord is doing for us now and has prepared for those who love him, for those who are called according to his purpose. May our prayer be, brothers and sisters, that this year would count because we've surrendered it to Jesus. We're not trusting in our own strength. We're looking to the Lord. And we will overcome by his strength. They that seek me shall find. The newspapers, the television,
The internet will still be full of bad news, increasingly so. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We have a message. It's a message of hope. It's also a message of repentance, that people may turn to the living Lord God while it is still day. God is visiting us. God is visiting this community. God is visiting the nation and the nations of the world. May we have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us and respond in faith. Lo, God says, I am with you always, till he comes. Amen. Lord, we come before you and acknowledge that our help is in you alone. And we're thankful for that. Forgive us when we work things out in our own strength. Forgive us, O God, when we are so fearful. Forgive us, please, Lord, when instead of casting upon you our worries, our anxieties, our cares, we sort them out ourselves and then find we're in a bigger mess still. Help each one of us to trust in the Lord. Help us, Lord, to put our hope and our confidence in you. I thank you, Lord, that in this room today there are many testimonies of people who gave it to you, the living sovereign Lord, and you wonderfully undertook. You provided. Thank you, Lord. And your goodness to us in the past forbids that we're going to think that you will let us down now. But help us, O God, to trust you wholly and our families with you, Lord. Help us to do what's right. Help us to have a Caleb and a Joshua attitude. Help us, O God, to see Christ. Give us faith in you.